And we're on Jazz Free with Camille Thurman. Camille, welcome back to Rochester.
Thank you so much.
Now, the last time you were here, you were with Jazz at Lincoln Center. This time, it's your name under the marquee. Talk about performing here under your own name for the first time here.
It's incredible because this festival is so historic. And I've heard so much about this festival being such a wonderful place and just being so welcoming to artists. And it was just a joy to find out that we were going to be performing this year. So I'm excited.
So Camille, a few things have happened since we spoke last in 2019. Congratulations on all the success, like getting married.
Yeah, we did a lot during the pandemic.
You and Daryl.
That's right. Thank you.
So talk about being just creative partners, just not musically, but also obviously family-wise. So what's it like to be able to have your closest partner be right with you and create in the creation process?
It's incredible, actually, because we do everything together. We brainstorm on the music, we write together, we play together. So it's like we're always working on the music, and it's just so organic for us to be able to just do it because we have a relationship where we understand each other. And if it's a simple idea, he might take it and go, or if he has an idea for me, I might take it and go. We come back together, and then bam, we have something that's uniquely ours, which is a joy to be able to do. And then, of course, being on the road together is always great because, you know, at least, you know, the core of the band is going to be there artistically and playing-wise. It's going to really represent itself so strongly because we know each other so well.
Camille, thanks again for coming to Rochester, and thanks again for taking Jazz further with all you do.
Oh, thank you for having me here. It's an honor.